This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Today on the show, we're taking you back to high school. Photographer Danielle Levitt brings the teenage years into sharp focus, pimples and all, in a fascinating new book. Plus, forget the Grammys and the Oscars. We're heading to the Shorty Awards, where Twitter users honor their peers and celebrate the most creative tweets from the past year. And if you don't know what the heck I'm talking about, don't worry. You probably have a much more active social life than those of us in the Twittering class, but we will fill you in just a bit. But first off, a technology we're all familiar with. Television. For decades now, parents have been harping on kids to turn off the boob tube and head outside for some fresh air. Even without empirical evidence, most parents figure out that too much TV is bad for young minds. Now, new findings appear to confirm those theories. A recently released study links television viewing to higher rates of depression, even though a causal relationship between the two is not entirely clear. Brian Primack led the study. He's assistant professor of medicine and pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine. Dr. Primack, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Your findings are based on experiments that were conducted between 1995 and 2002. Could you fill us in on how the experiments were conducted and some of the initial findings?
Sure. This is a nationally representative data set. And we looked at over 4,000 adolescents who were surveyed, as you mentioned, starting in 1995. And then the people who conducted the survey actually went into their homes and re-surveyed them in 2002. And what we found in our analysis was that the amount of time that they spent watching television reportedly at baseline was related to whether they developed depression by time two. However, the amount of time that they spent with other media was not related to development of depression, and those other media were video games, video cassettes, and radio.
Right. So there are a number of other screens that you were looking at, and of course kids are spending much more time on the internet and with video games. But what I found fascinating, you examined the data on the television viewing and found that for each additional hour of TV watch per day, what happens to the adolescent?
For each additional hour of exposure, it was associated with an 8% increase in the likelihood of developing depression. So if you were the kind of person who said, oh, I watch around 3 hours a day, and the person to your left was the kind of person who said, I watch 2 hours a day, and you all were equal in every other possible way, you would have an 8% more odds of developing depression compared to that person.
Well, that really stuck out for me. But if I do understand it correctly, that doesn't necessarily mean that TV causes depression, correct? It could mean that people who have a predilection for depression end up watching more TV.
Absolutely. I mean, it's hard to tell. I mean, it certainly suggests that kind of a relationship because this is a longitudinal study. In other words, the people that we looked at were not depressed at time one. They were completely happy, and then we looked at development of depression over the study time. However, like you're saying, you know, there might be some strange thing where, you know, if you are sort of coded to get depression 7 years later, you might be drawn to more TV at this particular time. But we can't say that it was because they were drawn to the TV because they were depressed at the time, because they weren't. Hmm. We controlled for the residual, you know, mood, any small mood changes that might not be full depression statistically, and we eliminated anybody from the analysis who was already depressed at time one.
Well, if there is a causal relationship, what could you attribute that to?
Well, there are a couple of possibilities. One is sort of the displacement theory, which is that if you spend a lot of time doing anything, you know, if you spend 3 hours a day watching television or, you know, a lot of other things, then you have less time for potentially protective activities like being engaged in sports or music or positive social relationships that can improve self-esteem. The other possibility is that there is something actually about the content of what's on television. And, you know, there are a couple of different possibilities, too. One is that there are often very negative, messages. And, you know, you being in the news business, you know this. I mean, we often here the first story is about the fire or the murder or, you know, something very dramatic that might have happened miles and miles away, but it makes it very, very close to us and makes us feel as if the world is maybe a meaner, scarier place than it really is.
And I believe that the ads also can, well, obviously they make a lot of people feel inadequate. That's why they buy things. But teens are especially susceptible, which I found surprising. We're usually talking about how girls and young women are susceptible to media projections about how they should look or act. But your findings actually show there's a link between TV viewing and depression, possibly stronger in boys and young men. Why is that?
Yeah, that's right. And the short answer is we're really not sure, because we did hypothesize exactly as you mentioned. Well, we thought that the exposure might be more potent for females compared to males, because traditionally we think of, oh, there are so many thin and beautiful bodies and it's impossible to live up to this. And, you know, maybe girls are internalizing that. But we actually found an interaction term in our results that suggests that boys were actually more susceptible to the same amount of time. Again, there are a couple of different possibilities. One is that maybe there are also a lot of messages that, you know, tell boys that they're inadequate, you know, that we just haven't really thought enough of in the past. You have to look like James Bond. You have to act like, you know, this person. You have to be as funny as this character in order to be, a good male in today's society.
Dr. Primack, I'm sorry, we have to wrap up. So I just want to know,
sure,
as a pediatrician, what's your recommendation for parents? Should they just turn off the TV altogether, regulate it? I mean, is this a fair question?
It is a fair question. And I mean, certainly this is not the first study to show that there are problems associated with television viewing. Obesity and aggression and other kinds of things are also an issue. So I don't think that this is, you know, really unique in that way. But it gives us another reason to think about limiting exposure. I think that in addition to limiting exposure, though, we need to be a little bit more cognizant of what we watch, how we watch, and what our level of understanding is about it. If we teach young people to be media literate, to analyze and evaluate what they see, then they very well might be less likely to be affected by that.
And Dr. Primack, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Brian Primack is assistant professor of medicine and pediatrics at the University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine, who led the study linking television viewing and rates of depression. This was published in the February issue of the Archives of General Psychiatry, and we have links to the abstract of the study at wordofmouthradio.org.